Hi guys, it's Jeff here again with another very quick blog. I just wanted to talk about what women want, and what they want. So yeah, yesterday I had a reason to go over to a wealthy provincial town around London. And as I was there, I visited a coffee shop to have a drink, just to have a rest. And as I stopped and sat there looking out the window, there was all these sort of yummy mummies turning up in sort of posh cars, and they all had their kids, two kids or something. It's like school holidays here, so I mean, the mums are out in force at the moment with their kids. And they look pretty wealthy. They look pretty laid back. And the kids look pretty well dressed. And there wasn't really many dads. I think obviously they were hard at work. So there was these sort of yummy mummies in these posh cars turning up. This town, I hadn't been there for a while, but the surprising thing was that after the fact that the shops have been closed for about a year, because of this lockdown that we've had here, all of the shops were open. And it was as though nothing had happened. And it was as though life had carried on as it was, without even any problems at all. And looking at the people, these mums with them kids, you wouldn't have thought that they had any. It was just like nothing had happened. They're still in their posh cars, they're still with their kids, and they've all still got the money. It was quite an eye-opener, and it just sort of made me think, God, these yummy mummies is sort of a common theme. You see these yummy mummies, and you see them with their posh cars, these sort of 4x4 cars, and you see them sort of with their friends, and they sort of go for, they go for a coffee morning or something, and they have very little worry, they have very little to actually do, apart from look after the kids. And I know not everybody's like that, but this I'm talking about a sort of fairly wealthy area, and it's a common theme. I've often noticed these wealthy or look wealthy women piling out of posh cars, going on a shopping trip, this sort of thing. And the men are obviously paying for it all, or most of it. So it's a very, if you sort of, I'm sure you've seen this, and I mean, it's sort of, once you start looking for it, you can't not see it. And I just sort of, it beggars belief that all of the shops are open in this town as though nothing had happened, really. It just makes you think, God, how could that be? Just gives you an impression about the money that has been spent by the government to keep things, all these little businesses and all the big businesses in business. And basically, the money that's been spent is off the scale. And I just sort of thought, God, these women, they never really suffer. They still carrying on as though nothing had happened. Do you know what I mean? They still got their posh cars, they've still got their kids, and they've got their clothing, and everything is as though nothing had happened. And the man is taking the pressure. And this sort of plays into another thing in the same area I saw years gone by, the same thing. I sort of went to this park area where it was a sort of like a mountain bikes area, and these sort of posh cars turned up in the same area, and they were sort of had posh equipment, posh roof racks, posh bikes, posh, everything. And then the kids came out, and their wife came out, and they were sort of fitness fanatics. This is years ago. Years ago, I wonder how many of those young men like myself who were fit and positive and everything. I wonder how they fared in their marriage. And so, if you don't believe me, just go to a posh town near yourself and choose a time when the kids are on holiday, and look for these yummy mummies out there with their kids. And just think about who's paying for all of that. It could be you. It could be you. If you get married, you could be paying for all of it, and you could be under a sort of a the cosh. You could be under the cosh, as I was in my employment. I was sort of spent probably 25 miserable years at work in a job I hated. Because I had to, because I had a mortgage, had kids. And you can see where this is heading. And I'm basically saying it's such a very dangerous thing to do, especially today when money is very tight. It's a very dangerous thing to do, to get involved with a woman and get married and have kids. It's very dangerous for your health. And I just think it's a real. Con really marriage, and I think we were all led down the path of marriage through the media, through music, through magazine articles, through paper, photographs, films, Disney films, all of this sort of thing. And I think, thank God, men are starting to wake up. I mean, it's too late for me now. There was nothing like this when I was younger. It was just all there was marriage, really. And it's a very, very, very painful thing to sort of be woken later in life, with to the reality of marriage, and the basically the lack of sex. I would say that's the major thing. A lack of respect and this sort of thing that happens. I think if you're younger and listening to this, as I said before, you need to not concentrate on girls really. You mustn't think about, I'm not successful because I haven't got a girl, or I must be something wrong with me because I haven't got a girl. You mustn't think like that. You've got to change. You've got to ignore the Instagram pictures which show, a situation where there's a man and woman and they sort of look successful and everything. You've got to ignore all of that, because it's just a facade, really. You've got to be aware. And just go out there, just look around you, look at the yummy mummies getting out of their posh cars, going on a shopping trip with their friends. And they've always got lots of friends, these women. They always keep their friends. They very make sure they keep their friends. Whereas men are quite solitary, and I think they can readily drop their friends in favour of the woman and in favour of the family. And so it's very, very easy to become very isolated as a man. So it's very vitally important to get these issues across. If you're a young lad, listen to this. If you don't believe what I'm saying, if you think I'm biased, or I've had a hard, I've had bad luck or something, you need to go out, and you need to go out, as I say, to these posh areas, the shopping centres, to see the. If it's a school holidays, you'll see this happen. You'll see the kids. You'll see the mothers. And just watch them. Watch them. The way they are, the laid back attitude they have. Not really too many worries, really. Not too many worries, except for. Little John is going to have for tea. I'm not saying it's easy having kids. I'm not saying that, but you've got to put it in the context of how difficult it is in the workplace. Just go out there and look at, if you know, look at a married man and just, realize inside he's probably quite miserable. Just look at his body language, look at his facial expressions, and you'll see this sort of frustration and annoyance. And he can't quite put his finger on it why he's in a quite miserable state. He can't really put his finger on it. But I think deep down he knows actually that he's been hoodwinked to a degree. And I think actually men have this inert sort of inbred want to have multiple options and multiple females. And I think that's what eats at a man, I think, in a marriage, that actually he's given up any chance of having, more than this one female who, is getting older every day. So yeah, it's a very, very harsh lesson. Very, very harsh lesson, and it's so important for as many young guys to heed the words of older men, and just enjoy yourself, enjoy your life, enjoy women, enjoy them, and just temporarily. Don't get hung up about love, and don't get hung up about one particular girl. I mean, it's so, so difficult. If you can't not get hung up over a girl, I would say don't have anything to do with them. If you can let them come and go as they want, then you'll have quite good fun with these girls. But the moment you try to get serious, and the moment you sort of fall in love, I think then that's the dangerous time, really. So if you think you're going to fall in love, you think you are, gonna be better off with a woman, I'd say I don't have anything to do with them. If you can, some of these pickup artists, they sort of say, don't get too involved, just have a rotation and this sort of thing. And I'm not saying that that is the ultimate, but at the end of the day, it's very important not to get too carried away with one woman. It's important to sort of concentrate on your own life, your own happiness. That's all it is, really. Your own hobby. It might be sort of mountain climbing. It might be kayaking. It might be skiing. Anything. I don't know. It might be stamp collecting. This is the sort of area that you should be concentrating on, and concentrating on feathering your own nest, in fact, not feathering the woman's nest and the family nest particularly. A lot of men do that. A lot of men feather the family nest, and by definition, a man sort of giving his all and his wherewithal to sort of provide for family, and by definition, in doing so, he makes himself work weaker. In making the female and the children stronger, he makes himself weaker. Just think about that. Just think about that for a minute. I'm gonna sign off there. And I wish you all well. And if you're young, you've got the great opportunity now. You've got the greatest opportunity for maybe some number of years. I'm not going to say hundreds of years, but it could be hundreds of years to actually make a fantastic, happy life for yourself, and not getting too involved with one woman. And that's what I would recommend, to try to have the great friends and the great buddies and the great life, whatever that might be. So I'll sign off now. Hope you enjoyed it, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.